wonder how many of you have read this book, Count of Monte Cristo. I was trying to guess last night who might put up their hand when I asked. This is actually my favorite novel, I must confess. It's a great piece of literature, but it's a very satisfying read. The reason it's very satisfying is because a young sailor who's completely innocent ends up being imprisoned for many years in a dreadful dungeon because of a conspiracy of three people who hate him, and eventually he escapes and comes back fabulously wealthy as the Count of Monte Cristo, and little by little takes his revenge on his three enemies. He eventually destroys all three of them, and it's a very, very satisfying read. I love this story. And you'll see this is my own personal copy, and it's getting a bit dog-eared, as you can see, because I've read it so often. There's something deep within us that feels that people should really get what they deserve. Is that not true? No, you never think that, do you? Liars. You know, that you should get even with people who've wronged you. And a book like this really strikes a chord, because I love it, because there's something deep in me that feels that people should get what they deserve as a problem. Along comes Jesus, and he basically says, the kingdom of heaven is not like the Count of Monte Cristo. Now, I know the Count of Monte Cristo hadn't been written at the time that Jesus was on earth, but, you know, you get the idea. He says, the kingdom of heaven is not really like the Count of Monte Cristo. And Peter, our old friend Peter, always knows what to say. Jesus has been teaching on the whole issue of sin in the church and how to deal with it. And then along comes Peter with this great question, and he says, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Now, seven times is pretty good, isn't it? And Peter thought it was pretty good, because the Jewish teachers at the time taught that you only had to forgive three times and then you could get even. So seven is a bit of an advance on that, and I'm sure Peter must have been feeling quite smug and sort of, you know, I'm really a very forgiving, gracious person. And Jesus, as is always the case, comes out with something that really is gobsmacking. You know what I mean? Jesus replies this. Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 70 seven times, and some versions have 70 times seven, that's 490 times. And the teaching of Jesus here is not, you can get even after on the 78th time or the 491st. It's that we're supposed to be, as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, people characterized by forgiveness without limit. That's the whole idea of 77 or 70 times 7. And this is difficult stuff, isn't it? I think we're more comfortable in the world of the Count of Monte Cristo than in the world of what Jesus teaches. And he goes on to amplify this principle by telling a parable. The parable is the parable of the unforgiving servant. I mean, and this is strong stuff. Starts off with part one is a merciful king. And this is a really nice part. This is comforting. This is reassuring, because what we find here is that what Jesus teaches, and let me just read it. I'm reading from the NIV, verse 23. This is Matthew chapter 18, verse 23. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged. I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. Isn't that a nice story? It's very nice. A kingdom of heaven is like this wonderful king, and he calls in all of his servants to settle the accounts. And this guy is brought in who owes him 10,000 bags of gold. Now, in the original language, it's 10,000 talents. And a talent was One talent was the average wage for 20 years. Okay? You work for 20 years, you might get paid one talent. So to owe 10,000 is just like, well, millions of pounds. Jesus is basically saying, this is an incalculable debt. So it's not an actual number. And this, again, is the way so often in the parables, Jesus comes out with something shocking. And people will be saying, how in the world did he clock up a debt like that? He must have been a compulsive gambler or something. It's a huge amount of money. And he was brought in, and as the custom was in the first century, he wasn't able to pay. Master ordered that everything should be sold, including himself, his family. Just raise whatever cash you can, sell everything he's got, and at least that will pay off some of the debt. And verse 26, the servant fell on his knees before him, and he says, be patient with me, he begged, I will pay back everything. Well, that's nonsense. He couldn't pay back. How is he going to pay back millions and millions and millions of pounds? He just can't do that. His debt is incalculable, and he's just pleading for mercy, and the Lord has mercy on him. Hence the merciful King.